Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey friends, welcome to episode 18, the 5C confidence cycle for new coaches. How are you? How are you doing? It is time of Corona, and I know some of you are doing well. I know that all of you are doing your best, and with these changing, stressful, worrying times, you guys are doing the best you can. I know some of you are having a tough time, and I want you to know I'm thinking about you. I'm so glad that you're here, and I hope you know that when you tune in and listen to me, that I help you feel just a little bit better. You guys know that I record these episodes in my bedroom closet, right? But what you don't know is that before I start the recording, I have a little ritual. I send up a prayer and I ask that my words reach you and that they help you. I ask to be a clear channel of light and a little bit of reassurance for you. So if you're listening today, just know that this episode was recorded with you in mind. I've got a super valuable episode for you today, and we're just going to dive right in. So, when you're thinking about starting and growing your coaching business, how often do you have thoughts that are kind of like this? How could I be more confident? How can I attract amazing coaching clients? Where would I even find the clients? You might find yourself saying, all right, just give me the step-by-step and I'll do it. And I know you will and you would. Those of you who are listening to this podcast, you guys are the doers, the overachievers. You're motivated and you want to have a positive impact with your coaching. Well, this episode is my best effort to date at codifying. Yeah, that's my new favorite word. Codifying. For me, it means making a pattern, a system, a process about codifying you to help you grow your confidence. Hey, we all secretly wish that there was a magical unicorn, fail-proof, step-by-step process to becoming a successful coach. We would just buy that ticket, we'd step on the escalator of the magical unicorn fail-proof method, and before we know it, we would be there. We search for that yellow brick road everywhere. So often, we look for that magical step-by-step. It's not that we're unwilling to do the work. It's that we want to know that we are on the right path. We all do it. If you've been listening to my podcast, you might have these words embedded in your mind because they're part of my intro. Does this sound familiar? Because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. So today, I'm going to talk more about what I mean when I say clarity, courage, and confidence. And I've expanded it. Now I've got the 5 C's and the confidence cycle. So these 5 are this pattern, a framework, a process that we all go through to grow our confidence. And the 5 C's are clarity, courage, compassion, celebrate, and confidence. Now, each of these will be present as you grow your confidence. And I'm going to talk about each of the 5 so you can see how they fit together. Number 1, the first C is clarity. Get clear on the what, why, and how. What exactly do you need to do? What exactly do you want to do? Why are you doing it? Why do you even want to be a coach? Why do you want clients? Get super clear on your why. Do you want to find your first clients? Great. Why? Why do you want them? Is it maybe so you can quit your job eventually? Or is it so you can have an impact on the world? Is it because coaching has changed your life? Or is it because you've always wanted to be a coach? Maybe you're in certification and you need clients for your certification. All of these reasons and all of your reasons are valid and good. Clarity is that first component because now you've identified where you're going and why you want to do this in the first place. When you're connected with your why, it helps you deal with the stuff. That stuff that happens when something goes off the rails. Here's a little hint. When you're identifying your why, ask yourself the same question, why, 3 times. Keep going deeper. You might be amazed at what you discover. So, for example, you may be thinking, so why do I want to get coaching clients? And you go, well, I want these clients because I really want to finish my certification. Then you would say, well, why is that important? Why is that certification important? And you might discover that you want to be an even better coach, and you know that taking certification is going to help you be an even better coach. And then ask again, why, the 3rd time, why do I want to be an even better coach? And maybe you find out that it's, I really want to have the most impact, effective impact that I can have. I want to be such a good coach that after one conversation, just one change of thought could have changed somebody's mind about what they are capable of and the ripple that that creates. So that's an example of how to ask that why 3 times. So let me give you another example about this. Maybe you remember what it was like if you were doing your degree at university. One of those courses might have been really difficult, and maybe you even failed it the first time. That was me for applied mechanics. I failed the first time through. But you want that degree for a reason. So maybe your why was, it was a chance at a better career. Or maybe your why was that you're really interested in that field and you needed that course. So you had a why. And it helped tide you over when you had to retake that difficult course. The second C is courage. Don't know if you guys remember this or not, but there is an old classic book in the self-help genre, and it's called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers. So that book captures a lot of this point of courage. I want you to expect to feel the fear. I want you to expect to feel nervous, excited, anxious, and that all of these feelings, they are normal. Now, when you feel that fear, it does not mean stop. Fear means feel it, allow it, and move forward anyway. When you don't resist and fight against it or try to avoid it, it won't have as strong of a hold on you, and you're going to find that it passes so much more quickly. I love these acronyms for fear. Here are a couple of my favorites. The first is fear is also known as false evidence appearing real. Another one is face everything and rise. As I was doing this episode and thinking about what to say to you, I Googled this thing. What are the acronyms for fear? And I found out that there are 39 different acronyms for fear. For me, the weirdest one, it was kind of funny, was FEAR stands for felines enraged about rodents. Yeah, I know it's a little bit of a sidetrack, but I just wanted to share that with you. So let's get back to fear. Fear wants us to think that it's dangerous. Our brain wants us to stay safe and comfy. It doesn't want us to take a risk. We're evolved to avoid risk. Think to a couple of cave women umpteen generations ago. They were standing in front of a cave and they were just hanging out. Now, the one who was afraid at every noise in the bush, and every time there was a noise in the bush and the trees rustled, she ran away or climbed a tree, she might have been wrong 100 times. But the one time that it was a real danger, that was the one time that her hypervigilance allowed her to live. Take her friend, the other cavewoman, the easygoing cavewoman, the one who sat out there in the sun and relaxed and thought, ah, yeah, why are you overreacting? Why do you get so upset? Just take it easy. It's a beautiful sunny day. No big deal. That one time that they didn't listen to the hypervigilant cavewoman, they died. And with it, their genetic pool. So these days, we get scared of taking a risk. Remember, we are a descendant of the nervous cavewoman, more than likely. Maybe someone will think we're silly for becoming a coach. They might say something like, or you might imagine like, they're saying, ah, you've got a perfectly good job with benefits. Why would you want to risk that anyway? And we get to remember, we've chosen this. We feel the fear, we gather our courage, and we step forward. It's only when we practice courage that we will eventually become confident. Yeah, and I'm going to say that again because it's really important. It's only when we practice courage that we will eventually become confident. We can't outwait fear. We can't wait for confidence to miraculously land on us. We have to move through our fear in order to become confident. And yeah, sometimes we have to suck at it for a while before we get good. Hence the reason for wanting to know why this is important. That reasoning why is going to help you weather that disappointment. So the third C in this 5C cycle is compassion. So, yeah, sometimes it's going to suck and we will make mistakes and we will mess up. Maybe we even do a terrible job the first time we try something. It happens, right? It's natural. Now, here's what will help. Make a deal with yourself. A deal that you will not berate yourself when you mess up. And notice that I said the word when you mess up. I didn't say if you mess up, because it's when, not if. Self-acceptance is a superpower. And it's going to help you weather that tough time. When you know that no matter what, you've got your own back, it's going to be so much easier to keep your word to yourself and to stay in integrity. Then you're not going to feel so scared to try that weird thing, because you won't allow yourself to say all that mean stuff to yourself if it doesn't go well. I mean, who would want to take a risk when you know for sure that someone is going to yell at you, and that someone lives in your own head? Why would you do that thing when you know that you're going to be mean to yourself? You're never going to feel like you're going to win. You're either going to not do well and yell at yourself, or you're going to do okay and still feel like it's not enough. So practicing compassion and self-acceptance with yourself is going to make a ton of difference. The fourth C is celebrate. And this is an unusual one. Here's why. We're so used to finding the problem. We solve for the problem. We look for what went wrong. We do an analysis on it. We look for issues. And we forget to look for what went well. My coach taught me this, and I have found it so helpful, and that's why I'm sharing it with you. Your brain, that evolved cavewoman brain, looks for danger, looks for problems, scans for risks, because it wants to help you stay safe. So start by asking yourself, what went well? And insist that you answer. Slowly but surely, you will learn to see things that have gone well. Of course, you will see what didn't go well. That's normal, and that's fine. And we do need to see what didn't go well because we want to learn from it and we want to adjust. But begin by looking for what went well and celebrate it. I'd encourage you to ask what went well every single day. Ask yourself this about your coaching sessions. Ask about your coaching clients. Ask it in an interview. Ask it about your social media posts. Ask it about everyday life. What went well? The final, fifth C is confidence. Confidence is often accompanied by trust, self-belief, and a good dose of faith. Confidence sounds something like this. Here's the thoughts that you might be thinking. I know I'll figure this out. I've got this. Let's do it. I can handle this, no problem. Did you notice that confidence is the fifth C and courage is earlier in the process? Confidence only happens when the courage is combined with action. Confidence is a feeling, just like courage is a feeling. I talked to you about this in episode 10. This episode was about levels of learning. And again, it's about building confidence. It's an approach of looking at how we build confidence. The levels of learning remind us, especially when we're adults, that before we begin, before we even start, we're going to think, yeah, no problem, this is easy. Then we realize that it's not going to be easy and that we're pretty crummy at it. Then we kindly and consistently have to put the pieces together and practice. And finally, only at the end, does our brain put that skill on autopilot. And when we're getting good and that skill is on autopilot, then we feel confident. But the next time we start something new that's worthwhile, we're not going to start out feeling confident. The fastest way to put these five C's into action is to work with your coach. If you want to be a coach, it's going to be challenging for you to get clients if you don't have a coach yourself. Belief in coaching, belief in your growth from coaching is going to help you attract your best clients. After all, if you don't believe in coaching enough for yourself, how can you expect your clients to? A coach helps you get what you want faster, right? Coaches see your blind spots. They cheer you on when you feel nervous. They hold that belief for you, the belief that you can do it, and eventually you realize you can do it too. So in summary, the five C's of confidence are clarity, get clear, expect to feel nervous and use your courage to get moving, be kind to yourself and have compassion, then celebrate your progress and growth, and soon you will become confident. Hey, I hope you join me again next week. I'm diving into some do's and don'ts for new coaches. You don't want to miss these episodes. It's going to save you money, time, energy, and frustration, and it's going to help you attract your best coaching clients. Now, before we wrap up, I want to tell you about a gift I offer to all of my listeners. It's my free resource library, and I call it the Coach's Online Business Academy. Here's how it works. When you sign up for your free account, you get immediate access to all of my free resources. There's a lot of them in there, and I add more every single month. You get access to my Narrow Your Niche quiz. You could jump into a 5-day video training. And there are a whole bunch of PDF guides in there to support you as well. All of these things are what I would have wanted as a new coach to help me get started. So like I said, each month I add more free resources and you're going to get notified as soon as I load them. It really makes me so happy to share this with you. It's one of the ways that I support my community and support the growth of coaching. All you have to do is go to the episode description or the show notes and click on the link to sign up today. And that's it. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.